In a world where danger lurks in unexpected places, an elite multinational counterterrorism unit called Rainbow stands ready. Former CIA operative John Clark finds himself commanding this top-secret team headquartered at the British SAS base in Hereford, England. His mission? Build a rapid response force capable of neutralizing terrorist threats anywhere in NATO territory within hours. The team includes the best special forces operators from around the world, including his son-in-law, Domingo Ding Chavez. Clark's leadership philosophy becomes clear during his first staff meeting. I don't expect perfection, but I do expect that we will always work for it. This sets the tone as Rainbow begins intensive training with realistic hostage scenarios and shooting drills. Clark personally participates despite his age, knowing he must earn his team's respect through more than just his legendary reputation. Meanwhile, something sinister brews beneath the surface. Blue vans collect homeless people in New York City under the guise of charity, taking them to mysterious facilities for medical experiments. This seemingly unrelated activity will eventually intersect with Rainbow's mission in ways no one could anticipate. Rainbow's operational debut comes when terrorists seize a Swiss bank. Team 2 executes a textbook assault in Bern, eliminating the terrorists and rescuing all hostages with surgical precision. Questions emerge about the terrorists' true motivations. They robbed the bank yet made political demands, blurring the line between ideology and crime. Their second mission takes them to Vienna, where terrorists have seized a computer company executive. Rainbow performs flawlessly, with snipers Johnston and Weber eliminating terrorists with synchronized shots. These successes build team confidence, though Clark remains troubled by an emerging pattern: terrorists appearing suddenly, making demands, and being neutralized before their true objectives become clear. Unknown to Clark, these incidents are orchestrated by Dmitry Popov, a former KGB officer working as a mercenary. He recruits dormant terrorist cells and provides intelligence and funding, knowing they'll likely be killed. Popov doesn't understand the purpose behind these missions, only that his mysterious employer pays well for what amount to suicide missions. Rainbow faces its greatest challenge when terrorists seize 35 children at World Park in Spain. The crisis becomes personal when the terrorists execute Anna, a terminally ill Dutch girl in a wheelchair, while Rainbow operators watch helplessly, particularly affecting Chavez, an expectant father. The team gathers intelligence using a Nighthawk helicopter, positions snipers, and fiber optic cameras to develop their assault plan. When negotiations fail, they launch a perfectly coordinated attack. Johnston eliminates a sentry, the helicopter delivers assault teams to the roof, and operators breach through multiple windows simultaneously. Moving with lethal precision, the team positions themselves between terrorists and children, eliminating all threats without any hostage injuries. Though publicly credited to Spanish authorities, Rainbow's reputation grows among insiders. A wounded Spanish guard who had confronted terrorists with only a Roman sword presents them with a Golden Eagle trophy, the victorious Legion symbol that becomes Rainbow's unofficial emblem. As Rainbow's successes mount, Popov notices patterns in news footage, the same operators appearing at different incidents across Europe. He realizes these aren't local police, but a specialized international unit, information his employer values greatly. Intelligence officers begin investigating whether someone is deliberately activating terrorist cells. Their suspicions are confirmed when communications requesting information about John Clark are intercepted. The conspiracy unfolds at a mysterious medical facility where doctors Kilgore and Archer test Shiva, a modified Ebola virus, on kidnapped subjects. The virus proves universally lethal with no treatment. These experiments support a plan orchestrated by John Breitling, CEO of Horizon Corporation, and his ex-wife Carol, the president's science advisor. Their project is staggering. They intend to release Shiva worldwide, killing most of humanity while saving select individuals who share their environmental extremist views. they'll distribute a fake vaccine containing deadly antibodies, while the true vaccine protects only those chosen to survive. Their motivation is radical environmentalism, believing humans are destroying the planet and must be drastically reduced for nature to recover. To neutralize Rainbow, Breitling's associate Bill Henriksen and Popov recruit Irish terrorist Sean Grady to attack St. Anthony's Hospital, where Clark's wife Sandy and Chavez's pregnant wife Patsy work as nurses. The terrorists take control of the ground floor, securing dozens of hostages, including both women. Despite personal shock, Rainbow responds with professional excellence. Tim Noonan engages multiple terrorists in the parking structure, killing three before taking a shoulder wound, buying crucial time for the main assault team. Inside, terrorist leader Timothy O'Neill becomes trapped in the pediatric ward. Dr. Paul Bellow makes unexpected contact through the internal phone system, delivering expert crisis negotiation. He addresses O'Neill as Commander, validating his military self-image while emphasizing the impossibility of escape. After a 4-hour standoff, O'Neill orders his men to surrender. Meanwhile, Clark and Chavez capture Sean Grady at a Baltimore safe house. Under interrogation, Grady reveals Popov's involvement. When confronted, Popov provides detailed information about project activities, unraveling the entire conspiracy. The novel climaxes with Rainbow's assault on the project's Brazilian facility, where Breitling and followers have gathered to await the pandemic they plan to unleash. Clark personally leads the operation to prevent what would be history's greatest mass murder. After capturing the conspirators, Clark delivers a fitting punishment. Rather than killing them or returning them for trial, he forces them to strip naked and abandons them in the Amazon jungle, 98 miles from civilization. "You want to live in harmony with nature? Then go do it," he tells them, before destroying their facility. 6 months later, Domingo Chavez reflects on his young son John Connor, who has just learned to sit up and smile, a symbol of the future Rainbow preserved by preventing genocide. Clark notes that nature isn't real sentimental about distinguishing friends from enemies, suggesting the conspirators likely met their end in the unforgiving jungle. Throughout their missions, Rainbow walks a moral tightrope. After Anna's execution at World Park, Sniper Johnston deliberately wounds rather than kills her murderer, an act of vengeance that Clark recognizes as dangerous territory. Rainbow must maintain clear boundaries that distinguish them from the terrorists they combat. Dr. Bellow's psychological insights prove crucial, helping the team differentiate between political sociopaths exploiting ideological causes and true believers driven by conviction. This understanding becomes vital during the hospital siege negotiation, where Bellow's approach saves numerous lives. The story examines how counterterrorism forces must navigate complex media landscapes while maintaining operational security. Through various missions, we see that upholding ethical standards isn't just morally right, it's strategically essential. Adopting terrorists' indiscriminate methods would cost them moral authority and public support. Rainbow's greatest strength is their humanity. When Chavez cradles his newborn son in the epilogue, we understand what they're fighting for. Birthday parties without suicide bombers, schools without metal detectors, and a generation that might know peace. Their sacrifices protect not just nations, but the very fabric of civilized society.